We know that we love to get out and about on the coastline here in the Hunter, and one of the great organisations that keeps us safe when we're out boating in particular is Marine Rescue. Now, Newcastle Marine Rescue for many years had been sitting on the Shepherd's Hill Cottage site overlooking the beaches in Newcastle. After some damage in the superstorms in 2015, their lease was terminated, and they've been in temporary accommodation ever since, firstly over at Kooragang and now at Warrabrook. And they were kind of hoping that they would at least get some indication that they would be able to move back in Shepherd's Hill, or some certainty around their future. And the unit commander from Newcastle Marine Rescue, Ron Coleman, joins us this morning. G'day, Ron. Very frustrating to be punted around all over the place, but I guess how has it been at first at Kooragang and now at Warrabrook in your temporary accommodations there?
Good morning, Mark, and to all your listeners. In regards to Warrabrook, the premises are pretty good as far as our radio operators are concerned. However, for our application, our observations and security for Newcastle, it's not the best.
It'd be pretty tough to get a pair of binoculars that'd see from Warrabrook onto the beaches, that's for sure.
Certainly, yeah, it is.
So with that in mind, you were kind of hoping that once the site had been looked at Shepherd's Hill, Council would allow Marine Rescue to look back in, because you've got that great overlook of the beaches there and you're pretty much there ready to go. What's the word from Council in terms of that site and Newcastle Marine Rescue at this stage as you see it, Ron?
Well, it's very unfortunate. The decision that they've made is they don't want to see it, number one. Number two, they don't want the tower there. And number three, we asked for a demountable up there. And would you believe they wouldn't even help us out with that? But I noticed that all their vehicles are up there for the Bathers Way, and they're using the premises and the property up there for their use, and never considered our use.
So just to be clear, that from the latest information that you have from Council is that you will not be moving back into that premises?
That is correct.
Well, yes. Ron, that's very disappointing to hear. What does that mean for the future of Marine Rescue? Because I guess Warrabrook is fine as a temporary solution, but now it looks like you're on the hunt for a new home.
Yes, it is, Mark, and it's very sad to think we've been held on a string, as the saying goes, for 2 years, or more than 2 years now, in regards to our struggle to try and get back there, and all the to and from, the paperwork going to and from, and it comes to this. And I think it's rather disgusting, really, to think that Newcastle's got to treat their rescue people and volunteers like this. And I do know for a fact that the CEO of Newcastle has no time for the volunteers, because he's demonstrated that.
Ron, what was some of the reasons, if any, Council had given to saying that they won't be allowing you back into that site to commence operations again? Do they give a legitimate reason?
They have, Mark. They have given the reasons that they want to put a cafe there, come art gallery, come for the Bathers Way. And, you know, as I said to the council, you know, and I tried to act in all good faith with them, but you can't these days. It's just a corporate style corporate style act of how they treat people, and the Bathers Way comes first, and the Marine Rescue are out the door.
Ron, I've got to say that is some very sad news that you won't be able to get back in there. Fingers crossed some suitable, more permanent accommodations may be able to be made for Newcastle Marine Rescue, because, again, particularly over summer, and indeed for the rest of the year as well, we are a boating area, we are a water area, and it just makes no sense to me to not have our rescue organisations located at the Royal of it. Ron, thanks for taking a few moments to let us know what is happening, or indeed what's not happening this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. And, you know, I did get hurt the other day on the Sunday up there when I saw the Lord Mayor there with the CEO, and I did express my feelings as to the outcome of the decision of the council, and to take people in there at this stage when when there could be toxins in that building, and I don't think it's been cleared. I think it's a poor state of affairs because there was a child up there, and it's very sad to think, that people can go in that building without a clearance from the asbestos, and also you wouldn't know what was under the floors there because of the snakes I've seen up there coming from the bush there nearby, and I have seen them there. But anyway, it was very sad that day, and I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and all the supporters of Marine Rescue. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ron, and a bit of luck. We might get some a Christmas present with the new premises. Fingers crossed on that one. There he is, Ron Coleman from Newcastle Marine Rescue. Sadly, won't be moving back into the Shepherd's Hill Cottage area. To a new RFM, it's 9:26.